WWE wrestler Chris Benoit found, and his wife Nancy and son were found dead in Atlanta, Georgia yesterday morning. They're saying that he killed his wife and his son and then killed himself.
Oh. I was a fan, too, to be honest.
You were?
Yeah. Yeah, I really was. Back when I watched wrestling.
You still watch wrestling?
No, I wouldn't admit to it if I did.
Oh.
I just kind of got a little bit sick of it, I guess. So it was, you know, in the late 90s, it picked up again. And then, I don't know, by my freshman or sophomore year in college, I was like, I'm done.
Didn't he win the belt championship thing? Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, he's won a championship a lot of times.
Oh, okay.
But it tends to kind of float around.
Oh.
You know, lots of people get it.
Oh, so it's not really that special.
Yeah. Oh, he was such a great, great sportsman, you know. Those guys, man, I tell you what, become a wrestler and end up dead.
Mm-hmm.
How many? Seriously.
Sensational Sherry just died, like,
I
a week
heard
or
that.
Two.
How come that didn't make bigger news? I hadn't heard about that until this deal.
Because she's a woman.
And I can't find any details on how she died.
Yeah.
And that's funny. Miss Elizabeth died a couple years back. Both of them were tied to Macho Man Randy Savage at one point.
Oh?
Poison Slim Jims. Okay, I know I shouldn't joke about death, but a lot of these wrestlers end up dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really odd.
Yeah, and they started that whole storyline with Vince McMahon being assassinated.
Yeah, I heard that's probably not going to go over well.
Yeah, they're getting rid of that.
Yeah,
now.
Probably a good move.
But on a happier note, Paris Hilton's out of jail.
Yay.
She got out midnight last night. She lost 10 pounds in jail. She changed clothes in a bathroom at the jail that smelled rancid, according to her.
Why didn't she just wait till she got home? Or do you have to leave your garb there?
You have to leave your jumpsuit there.
That's no fun. Yeah. I guess they want people wearing those out in public, huh?
Yeah. And speaking of rancid, she wanted Taco Bell when she got out in the worst way.
Oh, don't hate on Taco Bell.
I'm not. Taco Bell's good, but the after effects are a bit rancid.
Hmm. Thanks.
And she says she wants to start a halfway house.
Oh, halfway house. Oh.
She wants the inmates of Linwood to have a place to go to get food and clothes on their backs and stop the bad cycle.
Oh. All right.
And she says she's done with those type of people meeting her friends. The bad people.
That's nice.
Inmates make much better cameraman for porns than rich people.
No kidding.
And she's also speaking at the Learning... Well, she may be. At the Learning Annex Real Estate and Wealth Expo in Seattle, Chicago, New York, and Boston.
Okay, I gotta stop playing that porn music so much.
They offered her $1 million to talk for an hour on how to build your brand.
Oh, okay. She is a brand, yeah?
Yeah, she'll be sharing the stage with Donald Trump, George Foreman, and Tony Robbins. Really? Does Paris Hilton go in that lineup?
Yeah, probably not.
No.
She's a brand. She constructed herself as a brand, and she has brand-like stuff. Right? She sells stuff? She has products?
She has a
clothing
videotape.
Line or something?
Doesn't she have perfume?
I'm sure she has something.
No.
Yeah, so maybe. She doesn't have her own grill. Why doesn't she just give in and sell vibrators? Wouldn't that make more sense for her anyway? Because everyone likes a good back massage, kids.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan says, well, her mom is saying that she's enrolled in an extended care program when she gets out of rehab.
What's that mean?
It's a program that transitions you from being in rehab to going back into the community. And
so like an outpatient deal where she'll just go back every once in a while? Okay.
Yeah. There's a 12-step program, and then she has to go to group therapy.
Well, sounds like she's trying to get her act together.
Yeah, her mom says she's doing great, and that she talks to her every day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Why do you gotta do that?
Yeah, I thought we wanted her to get better.
And Hanson is gonna write a song about someone.
Sorry, just whenever I hear Hanson, I just automatically think, yeah, that's got to be the music.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to write a song about who now?
Just whoever wins their contest. The contest is you have to take the Hanson.net banners and post them all over your personal website. And whoever gets the most click-throughs will become a finalist and eventually win. And then they'll write a song about that person.
You're a loser. Is that how it's going to go? Bop.
Yeah. Don't forget that.
Yeah. My bad.
And if you don't win, you get to keep the banners on your page. Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Everybody wins
then.
What
a great consolation prize.
And Rosie was offered the Price is Right job.
And she said?
No.
That was no.
Yeah.
Okay.